From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A man who was discharged from the U.S. Air Force dishonorably opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers, wounding at least 20. There's yet another mass murder here in the U.S. on us using an assault weapon. Texas reporter Austin York on whether a motive has been established.
Why he chose this church, why he chose this community, why he did this at all, is still unclear.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
For these people were innocently gunned down. We mourn their loss, but we support their family members. We appreciate the first responders and what they've done to help respond to this challenge.
Sunday's Texas shooting follows a mass killing in Las Vegas on October 1st that took 58 lives. In remarks directed at Japanese business executives, President Trump today called on them to manufacture more in the U.S.
I know many of the leaders in this room have helped build Japan into the center for commerce and innovation that it is today, and I want to commend you for your incredible achievements.
President Trump on a two-week Asia visit in which he'll also visit South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. In Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, at least seven people were killed in clashes between Congolese troops and followers of a renegade former officer. Army spokesman said the clashes began after police tried to disarm the former officer, who was fired from his post last week for serious breaches related to anti-fraud efforts at local mines. The officer, former rebel leader as well. This is VOA News. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has ordered the arrest of several officials, including a billionaire nephew of King Salman, in what is being called an anti-corruption crackdown. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said this is part of a battle between conservatives who rule by consensus and younger, more liberal members of the Saudi royal family.
The family has been broken up in two parts. The old traditionalists who believe in consensus and in taking decisions after considerable degree of discussion with each other, against the one that's basically saying that we are going to enforce rules, regulations, and new policies without necessarily going through this process of consensus, which takes too much time and tends to dilute the intended policy purposes.
The purge also targeted the head of the National Guard, who was detained. Newly leaked documents show U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares significant business interest through a shipping venture in Russia with President Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as the Commerce Secretary. Ross has made remarks indicating that as Commerce Chief, he would step down from matters that relate to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethic officials, he says, to ensure the highest ethical standards. Catalonia's ousted leader Carlos Puigdemont and four former Catalan ministers have been released by a Belgian judge after turning themselves in. This followed Spain issuing an arrest warrant on charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds. They've been ordered to remain in Belgium until an extradition hearing. Monash University analyst Stuart Keane called it a clever move by Puigdemont, who has publicly stated a lack of faith in Spanish justice.
He is, one, internationalizing the event of his eventual arrest, which he knows is going to come, and two, he's putting his hands in a justice system which he says is more trustworthy than the Spanish one, which is the Belgian one, which of course is, you know, with Brussels as the capital of the European Union.
Puigdemont went to Belgium after Spain dismissed his government following last month's Catalan declaration of independence. Powerful typhoon hit south-central Vietnam and so far has left at least 44 people dead in its wake. Rains up to 78 centimeters were reported in some parts of the region over the 24 hours up until early today.
That's the latest world news from VOA.